Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're back again. It feels like it's rolled around pretty quickly, doesn't it?
It's very quickly. I can't believe how quick it's come up. But no, we're roaring and ready to go.
Last season was amazing. The season opener was incredible. You get the opportunity to do it again. Is it special to be that team that gets that opportunity with Collingwood to launch the season again?
Yeah, absolutely. I think especially last year, there was such a big build-up and being the first ever AFL women's game. But I think the history behind the clubs as well and the rivalry between Carlton and Collingwood, it definitely transferred over across into the women's team, and it's a special feeling to be able to run out there round one and start that game each season.
Been a massive off-season for the Blues. As far as the recruits go, I think you've done better than anyone. Any team that could add Nicola Stevens and Taylor Harris to their team, that's a huge recruiting drive in the off-season. What did you think when you heard the news that they were both coming?
I honestly didn't believe it. like you said, it was such a big surprise, and for the club to actually be able to pull that off, both girls have fitted in seamlessly, and they've been such a good fit at the club. Obviously, playing-wise, their skills and talents, but as people off the field as well, they're both incredible people, and they bring something to the club that's so unique and, again, adds so much more value to the team as well.
Does Taylor basically just split her time between boxing, training and beach?
Yeah, I'd like to say, I reckon she's probably 70% beach. No, she honestly works harder than anyone I've ever met. She goes from boxing training in the mornings, and then she'll come to our footy training at nights, and then she'll be back at 6 o'clock in the morning or something at boxing again, and be training people during the day as well. It's incredible, and her work rate and work ethic as well has just seemed to step it up a whole nother level. So I'm still blown away at how she manages and juggles it all, but she's definitely going to be a surprise package this year, I think.
And Nicola Stevens as well. Terrific last year for Collingwood. I've had the chance to chat to her a couple of times. She just screams ultimate professional to me. Is that how she's come across to the group?
Yeah, absolutely. Nick brings such a good light to the club. Her leadership on and off the field as well, I think she just goes about her way, does her thing, and the way that she can carry girls along with her in doing that and develop the girls around her has been incredible. I mean, she's still so young, and we're all still such a young side, and the way that she's been able to help everyone develop has been awesome.
So with these two inclusions and obviously the draft this year as well, does it feel like there's a bit more expectation this year on Carlton?
Oh, I don't know about the expectation. We sort of we try and keep to our own thing and focus on trainings and stuff. But like you said, we had a good pick up through the draft and selections as well. We picked up Karen Harrington and Maddie Gay as well through that rookie draft, and they were elevated to the primary list before the actual draft. So we picked up quite a few young girls in the draft as well, and I think the girls have just been awesome about the way that they've gone about things, and you can listen to everything that happens on the outside, but at the end of the day, we're all here to play, and we just want to develop and get better as well. So I think it'll be a really, really good challenge for us this season, and we're gelling together as a team really well at the moment, and hopefully we can just bring that out on the field as well.
Going to be a little bit more special for you and also for your family this year. Your sister Jess is going to play for the first time as well. She didn't get to play last year.
No, she didn't. You just said that and I literally just got butterflies as I said it. So that probably says a little bit, or says enough as it is. But I honestly can't wait to get out there with Jess, and whenever that is, round 1, 2, 3 or 4, I just honestly can't wait for her to get out there. And it's been a long time coming. I think she's had about 15 months off just with rehabbing and everything. So for her, it'll be a really special moment with her mum and dad and the family and the crowds as well, and I think it's just going to be such a special moment to actually get to play out there with her, but such a special moment for her as well.
I asked around a couple of people at the club this week, knowing that we were chatting to you. My understanding is that she hasn't played a game yet, but she's become almost like a leader in a way within your team, despite the fact that she's yet to actually step out on the park.
Yeah, it's incredible the stuff that she's done. I don't know that she realises the impact that she can have on people, but the whole of us last season, she spent her own time, or the whole training sessions, running around and doing her own rehab and all of her own laps around the oval while everyone else was still training. And then there was a couple of times we came off the track and then all of a sudden we were told we were going upstairs and Jess has cooked us all dinner. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. I like the sounds of that. If she can do that a little bit more, I'd love it. The impact that she's had on the group has been incredible. And for someone who's gone through so many injuries and been out for such a long time, like, I know how frustrated I get at a small little sprained ankle or you jar your finger. So for someone that's been out that long and to still have her head in it at such a strong rate is just incredible. And I honestly can't wait to see her out there. And I think it's just a testament to her and how much effort she's put in over that pre-season, and it'll pay off.
Sarah Hosking, the vice-captain of the Carlton Football Club, chatting to us here on the Sporting Capital. Speaking of your sister, I read a good article only a couple of days ago on The Age, actually, that your day starts before 7 o'clock, your day finishes after midnight by the time you fit in work and obviously footy training and then any fitness training as well. Have you actually considered maybe moving closer to Carlton?
We are. Jess and I are both actually moving up towards the city, so we'll be about 25-30 minutes from the club, which has probably been a long time coming, and we've probably left it a little bit longer than we should have. But both Jess and I are moving in together, so that'll be an interesting task. But I guess we've lived in each other's pockets since we've been little, so we're both looking forward to the move, and hopefully that'll give us an extra half an hour or so to sleep in as well.
How have you gone with juggling the time constraints? So I'm always interested to watch how athletes who are playing different sports or two sports at once juggle it. But how have you gone, obviously, with work and as I said, training that you've got going on and your own fitness stuff that you want to be doing? Is it just a case of being really organised?
Yeah, look, I think if I'm completely honest, like, I was never a person that was an organised person. And I'm probably the least organised person going around and growing up. I struggled with that, and I think I probably learnt the hard way, which was in the end just burning myself out. So I think that all comes with the learning curves and stuff, but now it's more that I've put some of those barriers in place and knowing when to say yes, knowing when to say no to things, and just making sure that I do juggle my time a little bit better and try and stay as organised as possible. But something as simple as just having food and my bag packed the night before rather than the next morning is probably, I take little baby steps, I can't go all out at once.
Hey, before I let you go, called quite a few of Carlton's games last year, loved your physicality, loved the way that you really crack in, you seem to love that part of footy and love that part of the contest. Do you sometimes still get people who say to you, gee, you're going hard?
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably one thing that I've always done, and you'd probably be surprised, but I'd do the same thing on the netball court as well. But that's, for some reason, I see the ball and I just want to go and get it. And whether it's someone that's 6'5" in front of me, I'll just put my body on the line. And that's something that 100% I'll always do for my teammates. And anyone out there is just go and get that ball, whatever the sacrifice. So I do get it a little bit, and hopefully I'll make sure that I bring that to my game this year, and working hard over the pre-season just to sort of make sure I can run out a full game, and really working on the making sure that I can hit my targets and increase that sort of the skills, and making sure that I can actually hit those skills properly.
I'm getting the feeling that when we're there calling the game on Friday night, if we see this little blonde flash come through the corner of my binoculars, that's Sarah coming off the wing and ironing someone out at the first bounce, which should be very interesting. Sarah, thanks for the chat tonight. Great to have you on the AFLW show. As I said, we're going to be there calling all the action Friday night, but we wish you all the best. Season one was phenomenal. We look forward to being there to kick it off all again for season number two. And again, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you all there Friday night.